go back to when Gary, when you first heard Gary resign. Were you surprised or knowing his situation? Were you concerned?
Well, I was more concerned, you know, for Gary's health. And that's obviously being with Gary in Houston, you know, and watching the first episode, that was scary. It happened at halftime of a football game on national TV. So I was more concerned, to be honest.
Did you talk to him at all about it, or because it happened after the season?
Yeah.
Were you able to put a call in to him or text him?
We talked before my playoff game going to Pittsburgh, just checking on him. He was back in Houston at his ranch, and he was feeling better. But he thought it was time for a break, you know, just, you know, having a family, having his wife. You know, he wanted to make sure he was going to be healthy for life. That was important to him.
How quickly did things happen with you with the Broncos after that?
You know, I didn't talk to those guys until after the playoff game in Pittsburgh. You know, we played, I think, a Saturday. We flew back, and you know, my agent got a call from John. I think that maybe Sunday or even Monday morning, maybe, and I flew out. I think Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken.
What has been the most eye-opening experience as head coach now that you've been on the job for a couple months? What has been the difference as a head coach?
Well, it's been the non-football issues. And that's the biggest difference. You know, as a football coach, I mean, you spend your entire day doing football and doing players. As a head coach, you know, that's probably 10% of your day. And that's the biggest difference. You know, spending more time with scheduling and how we travel. You know, what's the paint on the walls? You know, the color of the walls going to be, the carpet. Those things I had no idea, you know, fell on my plate. I don't care. I just want to coach football. But it does fall on your plate, and that's the difference, in my opinion.
With stuff like that, do you find yourself leaning on the templates, say, that you picked up in places like Houston, Cincinnati, Miami, of how they went about it?
Yeah, I mean, you always draw back on your experiences, and that helps. You know, I think this job is, it's based on your experiences. You know, I've been with, you know, five teams now, and every place you go, it's different, you know, of how you do things. So you take those experiences and you kind of combine them and make them your own. You know, it's no different than, you know, when you're a coordinator on defense. You know, I was with a lot of coordinators, and you take all of those packages and you kind of make them one. So that's the job, in my opinion, as a head coach.
You had a couple job opportunities, or at least interviews, lined up.
Sure.
What about the Broncos that you like that put them above the others?
Well, you know, it was obvious, in my opinion, the Broncos was a job that wasn't broken. You know, most jobs that open, it's a rebuild. You know, the guy was fired for a reason; it wasn't right.
Yeah.
But with this job, you know, it just won a championship a year prior, and they won 9 games with 2 rookie quarterbacks playing. So it's not a broken job. And on top of that, you have great fan base, you have great management, you got John Elway in the building. So, you know, to have a chance to acquire a job like that was luck. You know, I mean, you're lucky, because most guys who get, you know, a first-time job, your chance of keeping that job are really slim, almost none, you know. In this day and age, you know, they give you about 2 or 3 years to win. If you don't win, then you're gone. So, you know, having the Bronco job, you know, I have a chance to be there for a while if I do it right.
At the same time, you don't get that 8-8 break-in.
Yeah, and that's okay. You know, every coach wants to win. Every player wants to win. Everyone's expected to win this league. And that's why you see so much turnover. You know, winning is the priority. And, you know, that doesn't bother me. You know, I'm embracing the expectations. You know, I want those expectations. Again, to have a chance to have a good football team, to have a dominant defense, you know, why not?
I'm asking, if you scripted it any better when you list that, it's not only not broken, but with your history in Colorado and,
right,
and the organization, the
right,
sort of stature of this organization.
Right.
Is it a dream job? I mean,
well, every job in this league is a dream job, but But for me, you know, being a CU Buff and, you know, kind of coming back home, you know, again, that's different. So yeah, it's definitely a storybook, you know, kind of, you know, story, I should say.
With the quarterbacks, you touched on this earlier this month when you were asked, you know, does Trevor not get a fair shake? Why do you think that is? Why do you think he's not accepted fully as a true starting quarterback?
Well, you know, sometimes your draft status, you know, sometimes, you know, not playing every game, you know, not having a full season of, you know, of a fair evaluation, you know, and, you know, you have to go back and really watch the tape and study Trevor, you know, to get a clear sense of how good he was, in my opinion. You know, I mean, he had, you know, I think he had, what, 7 wins maybe as a starter. But you have to go back and really watch the tape and watch how he plays the position. And you ask football coaches about Trevor Siemian, they recognize it. Because it takes work to go recognize that.
The injury part, are there things he should be doing differently to protect himself better in the pocket?
Absolutely he can. You know, that comes with being a young quarterback. You know, you kind of learn that part of, you know, when the down has expired, get rid of the football, you know, live for the next down. You know, so, you know, that comes with experience. And a couple of those, you know, shots he took last year, he could have probably prevented them.
When you interviewed for the head coaching job, had you already put in the tape work on Trevor and John want to know your opinions on the quarterback?
Yeah.
Did you not have time during that time?
I had no time. You know, I walked into the interview, you know, after the playoff game, the Pittsburgh demolished us, so I was in a bad place. You know, so I went in Tuesday. I had no time to really study the quarterback. You know, I watched a little bit on that Monday, you know, and flying in on Tuesday, but I had no time to study those guys. You know, I knew who Trevor was and Paxton was, you know, being around Coop and, you know, talking to Coop all season, and I weighed those guys, you know, so I knew, you know, about the kid, but I didn't study him at all.
Any thoughts or are you passionate about any of these viewers proposals? Anyone sort of strike here?
Well, what a player's safety, you know, rule changes are always, in my opinion, a good thing for the league. You know, we've got to coach the game differently, and we've got to play the game differently, you know, so it can last, you know, beyond, you know, these days. The defensive receiver rules are always, in my opinion, a good rule to put in, because you can do your job without harming a player. You know, back when I played the game, that wasn't the case. You know, we were coached to take guys out. You know, and that's got to change, and it has changed, in my opinion. Coaches are coaching the game differently, you know, and we have to coach it differently so it can last. Because now, you know, I mean, you know, we have understanding about concussions and head injuries, and it's serious. You know, so we can't discount not coaching the game differently.
When you hear people talk about your quarterback position, it's like they like Trevor and like Paxton, but they don't know if you can get to the finish line or get past a team like New England with young quarterbacks. What is it when you've looked at them, you told me yesterday, you feel a little more comfortable being around? What is it you see, specifically from Trevor at the start, that makes you think there's more there? That he hasn't, you know, that the ceiling is higher than maybe perhaps people realize?
Well, it's more there because he hadn't played enough, you know, and you watch him when he plays with a calm demeanor. He plays with the ability to not turn the ball over. You know, we're going to play good defense in Denver. You know, and I think what's going to help Trevor and Paxton is running the football better. You know, that's going to give us, you know, that's going to give us a fair box as far as if they play single high. We've got 2 receivers outside that are Pro Bowl caliber guys. Now we got one-on-ones with those corners. You know, so running the football better is going to help both quarterbacks. It's going to force those guys to load the box or not load the box, and we run the football. You know, so that part I'm excited about. But again, the best teams win, you know, and I think Trevor and Paxton understands that. You know, just do your job, okay? Do your job the best you can do, and that's going to be good enough to win football games.
In terms of running the football, what do you want to see from C.J. Anderson and Devontae Booker this year to help bring that forward?
Well, you know, not just those backs, but, you know, from our offensive line. You know, we signed 2 big guys. You know, we got the Leary guy out of Dallas, who, in my opinion, was the best guard in free agency. okay? He's going to bring a attitude and a culture of being a physical, the offensive line. You know, that's important for us. Watson's a young player, you know, with huge upside. I mean, he's played left and right tackle. He's got a basketball background, so he's a hell of an athlete for a big guy. Again, you know, Oakland's O-line last year, they ran the football, you know, on their terms. So those two guys are going to bring a different attitude to our offensive line. So it starts there. You know, we have to block better up front. CJ is very capable, okay? You know, even Booker in the last month of the season showed what he can do. You know, so we have two backs that, you know, will run downhill, but we got to block better up front. And we will.
What's your concern about Watson's injury history? He can play a lot of football.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a concern. But, you know, that's year to year, you know, with guys. You know, some guys have bad luck, you know. Some guys come out of that, so hopefully he comes out of that. You know, I mean, he's in Denver right now training. I mean, he's a big man. You know, he's a fun guy to be around. So hopefully he becomes healthy and he plays for us.
Get back to your quarterback. Can you say anything about potential trade talks with Romo and where you guys are with that? And or would you be open to adding a quarterback in free agency?
Right.
If somebody came over?
Right. Romo's a non-issue. I mean, he's under contract. You know, for us, it's not non-issue. You know, we haven't had one meeting about Romo. You know, we've got these two young guys that we're focused on right now. And, you know, absolutely moving forward in the draft or free agency, we can we have to acquire one more quarterback because of the reps that's going to be taken during the spring and the fall. You know, but, you know, as far as Romo, that's a non-issue for us.
Would you like it to be a veteran considering the other two are young?
Well, it depends. You know, if it's a veteran, you know, and he's going to be our third, it makes no sense, in my opinion. You know, we got two guys, and again, you know, it's going to be a competition, and you know, that's going to make both guys better. You know, so whoever wins the job is going to play for us, but that guy behind him is going to get better through the competition. You know, so again, we've got those two young guys that we're happy with, and you know, one's going to start, and one's going to be the second guy.
Do you envision the addition being the third guy, or are you open to it being number one, or number two, or number three? I mean, are you sitting here going, hey, we want to
Well, who's that guy? You know, I don't know who that guy is, you know, but right now, today, we've got two quarterbacks in our building that's going to be a one and a two. You know, we have to add a third, you know, in some capacity. You know, that third can, you know, outplay our one and two. You know, if he's that good, absolutely. You know, but right now we have a one and two in the building.
Have they asked you at all about Colin Kaepernick? Did you have interest in him?
Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah.
You know, we have not discussed him. You know, obviously, you know, he's been a good player in the past, but we have not discussed him.
Sorry if this is like a really dumb question, but you know, you're coming in as a first-time head coach, you have your own defensive belief system,
yeah,
and you're coming into a team that's had a historically great defense.
Sure.
What are like the challenges of teaching your belief system to guys with some strong personalities who had a lot of success
right
in theirs?
Well, my system, you know, comes from Wade. You know, I was with Wade in Houston. I was with Mike Nolan, who learned from Wade in San Fran. I was with Billy Davis in San Fran, who learned from Wade. I was with Greg Minuski in San Fran, who learned from Wade. You know, so my belief system is Wade's. So I'm walking into a defense that I'm very familiar with. You know, so we're not going to change the structure of the defense. Now, that being said, you know, we can add some things to make us better, in my opinion. But the system's not going to change.
A lot's been made about Mike McCoy and how he's going to run the offense. What about Joe and the defense? How much freedom is he going to have, and how much do you trust him?
Well, you know, it's Joe's system, you know. And again, guys, it's not broken, you know. We've been number one in pass defense there for 2 years in a row, and that's Joe. You know, that's Joe's group, and that's hard to do in this league. It's a passing league, you know. But it's Joe's system. He's going to call it, and he's ready to call it.
You talk about the system and it kind of being something you're familiar with because of Wade, but Wade's also a very specific brand of leader. And there's
yes,
an element of leadership that comes with it. It's not just about system. So
right,
I guess, how have you kind of found your way in terms of having that voice? I mean, you can't be Wade.
No.
So who are you going to be? How can you be?
Well, I'll tell you this. You know, I'm not Wade. You know, players love playing for Wade. I mean, he's an easygoing guy. He's the same every day, you know, whether you won or lost. You know, Wade's always the same guy, you know. But in my past, players have loved playing for me also. You know, I'm a different style in Wade. But, you know, I've maximized players also. You know, and again, Joe's the coordinator. You know, Joe's coach in that secondary, you know, which is a lot of personality.